My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Fierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, Sleepy Hollow, right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hi. Nothing.
Is McCracken like a... I know it's Irish, but it sounds... Every time I say McCracken, I always feel like you should be wearing like a pirate outfit.
A pirate outfit?
Have you ever been a pirate for Halloween yet? Have
Mike,
you been
a... Have you... I do the show in a pirate outfit.
I knew it.
Yep.
Something,
eye patch and everything.
Something was talking to me, and it's kind of weird, but okay. That's...
It's really not that weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Let's move on. That's kind of weird. Sleepy Hollow tonight. Normally we have a... I'm still picturing you with an eye patch.
Arr.
Yeah. Don't... Did you just go... Arr?
I did.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so let's talk about Ella. Ella is another host of ours who talks Sleepy Hollow with us, but of course, I don't even know if she can make it. I know that she works nights, but I know that some of you fans out there were like, hey, Mike, wasn't there Deliverance up there before on the show and then it just got deleted? Amy, you attempted last week to do this show by yourself because I couldn't make it, Ella couldn't make it, and you started off good, I heard. And then it was like, you were like, Mayday, 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 SOS. And you just kind of crashed into the ocean and kind of deleted the show.
I did. I didn't have my pirate outfit on. And I kept saying,
Really?
Yeah.
So people,
I hate that word.
So people, sorry if you were, started listening to the show and then somehow it disappeared from the pot.
I don't think anybody was listening.
Okay, so Amy decided, was like, I can't do it with anybody but you guys. You guys rock. You guys make me better. I'm a better person.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was saying. I was sitting here, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't do this alone. I need Mike and Ella. I need Mike and Ella.
You said, and you told me, I remind you of Jerry Maguire, I complete you.
Exactly,
see?
You complete me.
There you go. So people, that's why we're here. And so Ella is...
You had me at Welcome to Variety Radio Online.
Grr. I don't know why I wanted to give you that pirate outfit noise thing, whatever. Okay, so Ella will be joining us hopefully tomorrow. We do a live show on Tuesday, so we're just kind of catching up. That's right. So we're letting her work, do her thing, and we're going to talk Sleepy Hollow, tonight's episode that aired tonight on Fox. So the show will be live tomorrow at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. The chat room will be open. You can go in there and chat with us, listen to the show live, all that good stuff. So right now, if you're tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Let's just jump into it. This one aired November 3rd on Fox. It was called Deliverance. Did you like this episode? I knew it. And see, and if anybody listened to last week's, which the show we just turned in, notice I did not ask Amy that same question.
Because you knew I enjoyed it.
Right. I already knew without you having to tell me. And for some reason, you and I have not talked about this episode off the air.
No, we have not.
And for some reason, I had a feeling, and that's why I had to ask you. I'm pretty good.
It's because Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting on my nerves. The whole, oh, Ichabod, he's our son. He's got a good heart.
Okay.
Bitch, he just tried to kill you with a demon inside you.
Okay, so you're pretty much on Abby's side then, right?
Yes, I'm on Abby's side.
Like, Henry cannot be saved.
No.
I would have
he
to...
He's gone. And that little vision that he gave Ichabod,
mm-hmm.
oh, he didn't want me to see this. Whatever. He gave you that vision.
I don't know. I'm not on Katrina's side because at first I thought she was really hot in the beginning of the show.
Now, talking about Katrina being hot, when she was just wearing the corset and the jeans, I was like, yeah, Mike's going to like that.
Holy shnikes. I think I even wrote here, where are my notes at? I put, let's see, where is it? Katrina, not having it. Where are my notes at? Katrina. Oh, yeah, here we go. Katrina looked hot in a corset.
See? I knew.
Dude, this girl's got some hips. It's finally, you can finally see her. You can finally see her. She's not wearing like a bed sheet over her. Sure. So, yeah, Katrina, she's hot. I like Katrina.
See her laying on the floor with these veins all over her stomach.
No, I didn't like pre-birth demon Katrina. I liked Katrina coming out of the hospital. But when she started getting all those, the demon coming out, Moloch coming out of her, soon to come out of her stomach or vagina. I don't know which way he was coming out. He was about to come out.
He was coming.
He was coming. But no, I kind of, I'm not on Katrina's. I don't like the way that Katrina's trying to throw Ichabod in a sense of like, I hope and pray that you have faith in our son, like trying to make him feel bad.
It's just, I don't like it. I mean, she should be smarter than this. And Ichabod should be smarter. Do you think Ichabod trusts her after, you know, all those years of her lying about killing the girl that he was supposed to marry?
The thing is, and I have that in my parentheses, trust her. That's what I'm wondering. I'm asking you and the fans. That was my thing, too, because she's getting caught up in lies. So you're right. Last episode, I didn't get to join you and Ella, but it was the weeping woman and the crying lady. He had no clue. I mean, Katrina did like a... I mean, I don't think Katrina killed her, as you can see.
She killed her.
So you think she... Okay.
Yeah. Anybody that, you know, watched the initiation of Sarah something, the TV movie, and how the witch made the vine just appear and the girl tripped, that's exactly what Katrina did.
So you... Okay. So, So I think there's a big fat lie there. That was a big giant lie. I mean, Katrina's got some serious lies. And the crazy thing about Katrina is, and I'm hoping Crane understands, is that these lies that are coming up. I mean, when we're watching the show, I don't know about you, but when I'm watching the show, I'm sitting there. I don't sit there going, oh, yeah, Katrina, she had to lie because she had you to protect blah, blah, blah. Every time she's lying, I'm like, ooh, Katrina, yeah, you're not going to be able to get out of that one. Yeah, that one. Oop. Yeah, you lied again. Yeah. I don't think Abby trusts her 100%. I mean, not only did he lie about the woman, but we see here that Crane finds out that she's been talking to Abraham, the headless horseman, and hasn't told him.
Yeah, she kept that from him last time they were talking.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, by the way, I can see his head.
Yeah, which by the way, I don't like seeing his head. I like the headless horseman, how he is. Every time I see his head, Abraham,
I like him shirtless.
Okay, anyways. Okay. So, I don't know. I think there is a little good still in Henry. Because
do you really?
I really truly think there is something there. It's kind of like Henry reminds me of Darth Vader. You know, and like it's going to be like the Return of the Jedi when Abraham and Katrina are going to be in a very tight situation. And it's just going to be Henry looking, and then Henry is going to sacrifice. That's what I think. I think it's going to be Darth Vader right there with Luke Skywalker. I don't know why. I just feel. I mean, I don't want Henry to die. I really like Henry as a character. I mean, he's just always – he's just got determination, and he's got drive, and he's just a one powerful mug. But he could kill Katrina and them in a heartbeat. Is he not doing it because of Moloch? You know?
Well, no, he tried to kill her this one. This is what I don't understand. She would have died. Moloch would have been born.
But he was doing it for Moloch. He was doing it for Moloch.
Yeah.
You know, he was answering to Moloch. But I really think that conversation that Crane and Henry had in the hospital, I think he got in there a little bit. I don't know.
I think he wanted Ichabod to think he got in there by accidentally, to show the air quotes, accidentally showing him that vision.
All right. I don't know.
I'm right. You're wrong. That's all that matters.
I don't know. I think there's still
okay,
hope.
Well, let's take a poll for our listeners.
Okay.
Comment below and let us know what you think on that. Do we trust Henry or do we not trust Henry? Oh, is there good in Henry, or is there not good in Henry?
There is. Look at Darth Vader. No one thought that Darth Vader had any good in him, and hello, he still had good in him. And saved Luke Skywalker. And took the Emperor out. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I'm telling you, he's powerful.
Well,
and you never know. Could Abraham and Henry team up to stop Moloch? You know? Abraham, if you really look, let's look at Abraham a little bit.
I think Abraham and Ichabod are going
to
team up.
I agree with you. I think Abraham is really starting to get pissed off because he loves Katrina so much that I think that if he knew what Moloch was going to birth and rip through Katrina, I don't think Abraham would have had that. I don't think he would have played that. And as you can tell, and even in this episode, when he finds out and then he turns into the Headless Horseman, I was like, and he throws his battle axe and kills one guy. And of course, Henry, you notice Henry didn't hurt him. He just kind of opened the shades and let the sun stop him.
Yeah, I see that. I felt bad for him. I was like, oh, he's like a vampire.
Yeah, he was really trying. He was really trying to save Katrina. So I really think that Abraham's going to be like, this is not cool. This is not cool at all.
Now, when the sun goes down, is he going to try to find her?
Hell yes, he's going to come after her. Which I'm surprised. I mean, didn't we go through a nighttime in this episode?
We did.
Where was Abraham at? I don't know if he was just still hurt. Yeah. Well, I don't know. But it was good to see the Headless Horseman because I love the Headless Horseman. And I love it when he's headless and not shirtless or Abrahamless like you do. Did that make any sense?
No. I know. Abrahamless did not make sense.
But you know what I meant.
I got you.
Oh, we got introduced to the Hellfire Club. What did you think about these cult people?
Oh, they're working for Henry.
Yeah. Well, I know, but did you think anything of him?
I don't think that it's an actual cult, like Abby said. I think that's just what they told her. So, you know.
Do you think that that's the end? That we're not going to see any more Hellfire Club?
No, I don't.
Because it seemed like they were the tight little organization.
Yeah, but. I mean, if your code is 666 and you're an evil club, come on. You ain't got a chance.
Dude, that was hilarious when you were like, try 666, and it worked. I was like, really? Yeah. Now that you pointed out.
They're not that smart.
That club, I wouldn't want to be a part of that club. That's like having your password 1234. You know?
I got to change my password.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm joking.
No, you're not. You're serious.
Am I?
Exactly. Another part here I've got to ask you. When Katrina tells Crane and Abby that Henry can eat the sins, and that's when she kind of, you know, says that, hey, Henry will do this or could eat the sin, take the baby out of me before the ending of this episode. And then Abby's like, are you crazy? No way. Did you see the look that Katrina gave to Abby?
Yeah, she's not liking Abby.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she's a mother protecting her son, but hello, your son just did this to you.
Yeah, I think
he's not going to come in and save your life when he did this to you.
You sound just like freaking Abby.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw that look. I was like, and there's even through this episode, I saw there were times where Katrina would kind of like look like at Abby, like what, like, and then look at Crane, almost to the point of like, are you really taking her side? Are you really? So I don't know. I think there's going to be some jealousy soon.
Well, I think there is jealousy there, just like there's jealousy with Crane and Abraham, because when she was like, oh, you're pregnant. And, you know, like, we haven't been together in a while.
Dude, he got really pissed off. Like, he thought Abraham and them did the do.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I just, Katrina, I don't trust her. I don't trust her. I think there's more to this stuff that she's hiding from him. There's more to it. And I don't know. I don't know. I really think at the end of this episode when the little diamond glass saves Katrina... I really think that Abby was like, damn, the bitch is alive still.
True.
I think Abby wants Crane.
Nah.
I know, you don't like that. You want Abby with Holly.
I do. I want to be with Holly.
Here we go. You're going to give it. I have to admit, I think my favorite part of this episode was when Crane tricks Captain to calling Henry and they have that heart-to-heart conversation and Crane... kind of gets him almost there, and that's when Henry says, I pick Moloch, and blah, blah, blah. And just the actor, I cannot remember his name, but he's just so good at being so bad, but you like him anyways. But that whole speech, and I was hoping to get enough time to download the clip so I could play it, but I think that was probably my favorite part, is seeing dad and son face off and him just pretty much tell his dad, like, I choose Moloch, and I'm going to do everything in my power to kill you and my mom, and da 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 da. But that whole speech he gave him and stood up was just awesome. I liked it. And we do see a little captain, a little bit more captain in this.
We do, just a teeny tiny bit.
Just a tad, where he's just saying, you know what, Abby, I trust you, because I'm on my wit's end. How do you think Captain's going to come out of this?
Hopefully on top. But he's not playing very smart, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's happening. I like the old captain. I want to see more of him. I'm not sure about this new captain.
Yeah, I'm not either. But she does, like, she was like, oh, yeah, come by. Come see me.
So she's accepted him, you think?
Yeah, I think she's accepted him.
So do you think, because I think we've talked about this before.
But I don't think, I mean, should they let her in on the secret?
You know, but you know what? Like I was about to say,
I don't trust her.
Haven't we said that we feel that the captain, the new captain, knows more than what she's letting off?
Yeah.
I think she knows.
She knew Abby and Jenny's mom.
Mm-hmm. I think she knows.
I think she knows more than what she
I knows. Think she knows Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
And I think she's kind of seen what Abby knows. And I think maybe they'll team in and help. I don't know. I don't know. I'm dying to see what's going to happen. I'm dying to see if Captain gets out.
I hope he does.
Because he's in a loony bin, right?
He is in a loony bin. At least he's not in prison.
That is true. That is true. And he has good representation.
Yep.
I was joking. You're not even paying attention to that part.
Yeah, he's got Henry.
You think that's good representation?
Yeah.
Sold his soul to
death. Sold his soul. I mean, come on. Henry's got him to sell his soul to almost kill a guy.
Wait. That's not good representation. Oh, my God.
He's got a great lawyer.
Jesus Christ.
Well, isn't that what lawyers do?
Oh, that is true.
So
they do.
You sell your
soul. Yeah, you know what? You are right. You are right. Okay, so scale 1 to 10. What do you give this episode? Be honest. Be honest. Be honest.
I give it a 9.
Wait a second.
Because, I mean, it was a good episode. I don't like Katrina. I wish somebody would cut her head off.
Yeah, she died. I really thought she was going to be dead. I really thought, I was like, oh, she's dead. And then, it's going to be, Crane's going to be messed up. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh. And then Abby's like, I'm going to leave now. And they make out. I was like, but then at the end of this episode, I'm telling you, Henry does not stop.
No.
The dude is like... last episode, you see him playing with the spider. And he's like, little spider. And then he's like whispering it to it. And then Charlotte's web goes into freaking Katrina's mouth and then does that thing. You think he's done? No. What happens at the end of this? He doesn't stop. Yeah, he's got lightning coming out of the thing like Frankenstein. And he's making some kind of red heart creature thing that who knows what's going to be, which I think is going to be some hot chick, some kind of like succubus, incubus thing.
You think that's what he's making?
That's what it looks like. Because in the previous...
I don't know. I don't think he's making that. I think he's making something else, but he gives it to her.
I think it might have been her heart. I think it's a... I don't know. You know, and I'm not going to say anything, but it seems something demonic that sucked men's stuff. So... and she's hot.
Okay.
Yeah, but Henry...
What I love... First, let me say. I love how you're like, it sucks men's stuff.
That's exactly what it does. Okay, I have to watch that episode. I'm going to watch that episode tonight.
Yes, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
1 p.m. Eastern.
12?
12 p.m. Central
time, my time. And then hopefully we'll have Ella.
Yes.
And hopefully she doesn't fast forward through some of the episodes.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, I think Ella, when she uses her remote control for her DVR, she gets excited and doesn't pause it right away. So then she like loses some of it, maybe.
She just gets bored with the episode.
I think she does. I think she only watches the good parts. Like, oh, Crane had...
There's some times where I'm sitting here watching something and I'm like, oh, it's just... And I was like, shit, I got to talk about that. Rewind.
Oh, no. I let the thing go. But I could see Ella going, oh, his hair looks nice. He looks good down.
Oh, Ella.
And then she'll fast forward it and then it'll be like, okay, action, fight, fight, fight. Like, oh, what are they doing here? Oh, there's Holly. He looks
Ella,
good.
I give you permission to beat up on Mike.
Yes. Ooh, there's Holly. That he's good looking. Okay, fast forward. Okay, fight, fight, fight. Oh, Katrina, big
Holly,
deal.
If you're a fan of Holly's, like if you were an actual fan of Matt, and you're like, oh, I want to meet Matt. Well, you just might get that chance if go over to Icon FLA. They're having a One Tree Hill convention.
Is he from One Tree Hill?
He was on One Tree Hill. He was the stalker. He was Peyton's brother slash not brother slash stalker. So it was just some guy who was stalking Peyton, and he said, "Hey, I'm your brother."
Now was he as good looking in One Tree Hill as he is in Sleepy Hollow?
Yes.
Okay, so he looks the same.
And he was in Harper's Island, which did you not see Harper's Island?
It was kind of like it was a drama series, but kind of like you figure it out kind of thing.
It was a drama series. Yeah. It only had 13 episodes.
No, I never watched it.
You need to watch it. It's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix. It's only had 13 episodes. You should watch that.
And he's in it too.
Well, it's really good. There's a lot of good people in that. Okay. Bobby's in it.
Bobby from Supernatural?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll check it out.
And your girl from Arrow.
Who?
Katie. I don't remember her name.
Oh, Kate Cassidy?
Yeah.
Oh, she's in it?
Yeah.
I might have to check it out then.
It's really good. You really do.
Okay.
One of those TV series that I go back and watch, seeing it's only 13 episodes.
Right.
I go back and watch it.
Okay, I'm sure that people are like, Sleepy Hollow, guys, Sleepy Hollow.
Whatever. I just educated our listeners on Harper's
Island. Oh, are you calling our people stupid?
No.
I didn't. You did.
I did not say they were stupid.
Sleepy Hollow Deliverance. Thank you for listening to this recap show, people. Amy, how can people find you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter, Amy VRO. So Amy Vro.
There you go. Vro, like fro, but Vro. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And you can check out Variety Radio online at several places. If you want to check out the blog where this show and other recap shows, including Sleepy Hollow, The Walking Dead, all the goody-goody-goody shows over there, all you got to do is go to thevro.com, search around there, play around there, look at the interviews. Some of the hosts were over at the, what is it called?
Icon.
Yes, yeah. Icon. Also Comic-Con, all that stuff. So go check out thevro.com. Type Variety Radio Online. Search it on Facebook. We got a Facebook page. Also, Instagram, Tumblr, and YouTube. And, yep. Of course, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, everything is there to subscribe on iTunes, RSS feed, all that good stuff. Plus, all the shows are there as well. So you have two different spots. I put all the shows as well on my blog, iwatchmike.com. You can check me out on Twitter, Instagram, at Mike the Movie Guy. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. And what else? My YouTube channel, iWatchMike. And I think that's it, right?
That's right.
Coolio. So next week, not next week, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
All right.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow.
I'm losing it. Tomorrow afternoon, 1 Eastern, 12 Central. We'll be back. Live show. We're going to talk about tonight's episode of Sleepy Hollow, where it's some girl that's like a demon that sucks stuff out of guys.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.